Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And there are those in our beloved community that are close to losing it all and potentially having it all. They live lonely, troubled lives, at-risk youths, caught in a vicious cycle. But there is one woman in Port Angeles who has, for the past 13 years, been determined to make a difference. And her mantra starts with, "Everybody needs love." It's called The Answer for Youth, a nonprofit, volunteer-based, charitable community center, barrier-free for at-risk and homeless youth, also to folks to the age of 35. At the front lines is Susan Hallgren, creator and director of this caring environment for all. Welcome, Susan. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I just was so touched in doing a little research. You've got some great stuff on YouTube, and our listeners might not be that familiar with your organization called TAFI, which is an acronym for
The Answer for Youth.
Excellent. And you've been the director for 13 years, and this organization has a unique approach. A lot of folks are dealing with lifestyle impacts that really put them on the streets. And so I was just so intrigued by some of your statistics, because I thought it was really compelling to think about, why do we have such a homeless issue in a disproportionate young population? And your website said 85% of our homeless population is really right here from our own homes.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
And over half of your guests, your clients, are moms and dads. So we're talking about homeless population that come into your center with children. It is just so compelling how important this need is. So let's help our listeners understand what it is you do. TAFI is a place for folks to come to and have what meet their needs.
Okay. So it's actually been 14 years.
Oh, wow.
We started in 2009. My friend Pam Carnahan and I, we worked together at a place that didn't just seem to do what our hearts wanted to do. Mm. So together we said, let's create something, just a place that we can be nice, a place that we can help those who just need some help right now without a lot of paperwork, without a lot of struggles of data and everything.
Called so barrier free, right?
Yeah, that's it. So we did open a place and started with 7 people the first day. And so we kind of grew from there. We realized they needed hygiene products. They needed a shower. We put in a shower. They needed food. They needed sleeping bags. So we just slowly grew as their needs came to us. And they dictated what we did and how we grew. Because as they said, "Do you have this?" We're like, "No, but we can get it."
You responded to the need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're always willing and we're always open. So TAFI is up to the age of 35, and that actually gives us an opportunity to work with some of the parents who have kids who are 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. If you stop it too young, then you don't have that opportunity, and that's a real void there for those parents who maybe they're in the car with a couple of kids, you know, and so it's trying to get those barriers out of there. And we actually have grandmothers who come in with, you know, grandkids and said, "You know, I'm too old, but do my grandkids, can they get some clothes? Can they get some stuff?" And it's like, absolutely. So that's what we do there.
About how many people do you see? So you're open 4 nights a week, and you have meals, and you also, from what I saw on your website, you bring in partner organizations that can help facilitate those transitions in their life to get them into a more stable situation. Am I reading that correctly?
Well, and it's been nice. The past couple of years, they've made changes in programs. And so we have some really good outreach programs here in Port Angeles. The PATH program with PBH, the REAL program with Reflections Counseling and PBH, and then the Rediscovery program. And these are outreach on the ground workers that actually come to TAFI now each night at 3 o'clock. And so I can put people together and say, I know this guy's struggling. I know this young lady needs this, and kind of match them, because that's really not what I want to do. I want to feed them. I want to make sure.
You just want to lay on the love.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it's so nice that to know that that connection's there. And it is a peer support group, all of those. So those, they've all been drug addicts and, mm-hmm. and alcoholics. So they know where these people are coming from. They're not coming from a higher level. It's the same level.
And it is not an overnight location. No. It really is a relief and a resource center and a place for a good warm meal. And how many people do you think you serve on any given night?
Well, before COVID, it would be like 55 to 65 each time we were open. And COVID slowed it a little bit, but mm-hmm. we never closed. We never stopped. We just made sure everybody got their shots and everybody was safe. So I would say now we're like 35 to 45 a night that come through the door.
And you have, you know, this barrier-free, very approachable, very loving approach. But do you have any guidelines for those that want to use your facility? Do they have to be clean and sober? Do they have to?
Oh, this is active addicts.
Okay. All right.
Active addicts.
Good to
but
know.
You don't have to be
yeah.
an active addict to come in the door.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
that's, we meet everybody. And we don't ask, you know, yeah. just come in. And we don't even ask for proof of who you are. You just need to give me a name. It doesn't matter. I need a birth date, because we track data, waiting for somebody to want the data, you know. Mm-hmm. So we've got it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it just doesn't matter. Just come in the door. We will feed you and just make you feel welcome and let you know that we care.
And how many volunteers do you imagine that you would have on hand for 45 folks? You know, I know your work is all day long, like beforehand and things like that, but.
Well, I'm here 7 days a week.
Uh-huh.
And when the door is open, I have to have at least one other person, but it makes it better if I've got two or three.
Yeah.
If somebody can kind of do the dishes and somebody can get the hygiene and then go upstairs in the clothes closet.
So, it is really remarkable. Would you mind giving your website address out for our listeners? I think going onto your website is really compelling. You have a very granular list of needs for groceries, for example. So
yeah.
if a listener is joining us and wants to know, I want to get into the weeds on the details, how would they reach you?
TheAnswerForYouth.org, or you can do taffy.rocks, and that will get you there too. And then my phone number is 360-670-4363. And you can call me anytime after 6:30 in the morning and before 10 o'clock at night, and I will answer. And and when you talk about volunteers, mm-hmm. I really do want you to come. And if you like chaos and you like noise and you like unpredictability, but you want to care and help, then you can come in, and you're never obligated or dedicated to a specific time. I mean, if you're in town shopping, you got 30 minutes, you want to come in and go in the clothes closet and clean up a little, or you like flowers and you want to come out and weed a couple of pots for us, you don't have to sign up. You just walk in and say, Susan, I've got 30 minutes. This is what I want to do today. And I'm like, yes.
Oh, my goodness. What an idea. I think you should connect with all those RV repair companies and say, while people are waiting, send them my way. I've got a closet to organize. Boom.
Yeah.
Cross marketing. Okay, yes. Folks, if you're just joining us, yes, I went slightly off topic. This is Missy Nielsen of Everybody Can. And I'm talking to an incredibly passionate, exciting woman, Susan Halgreen, and she is with Taffy in Port Angeles. And that is The Answer for Youth, the drop-in center for folks who have less, who are homeless, who have needs. And one of the ways you support this, I'm so excited to talk about this portion, is called Sprouting Hope Greenhouse. Tell us about how that came to be to support and dovetail into a focus for folks who could be doing something.
Okay. 6 years ago, we had a volunteer who was gracious enough to say, if you find a piece of property big enough to put a greenhouse, that I will help, I will support the down payment. And so that happened, because, you know, nonprofits never make enough money to buy our own stuff. So anyhow, so with ever watchful eye of Wayne Rodell, who had Wayne's Nursery for like 65 years here in Clallam County, he helped us find a place that was actually previously a nursery.
Mm.
So 6 years ago, we were able to buy the spot. Most of it was old and tore down, you know, just ramshackle. So we got a lot of volunteers that were able to clean it up. And Wayne put on a gala, which brought in enough money to put in a great big, huge, beautiful greenhouse. And so we've been growing it ever since. And Wayne watches everything we do, and he brings all of his knowledge of plants. These plants are like his children, and he knows them from the inside out, and you never want to hurt his children. So we just started small and just worked bigger. Every year he purchases a few more flowers and a few more shrubs. And we actually, for one of our fundraisers, we have the big, beautiful moss baskets that we make. And Wayne has shown us how to do that. Shown Susan. And so we will get all the plugs. We transplant them into 2 and 4 inch pots, and we grow them then for a month. And then in April, I will put them together in those big moss baskets. And last year, I think we brought in 16,000 plugs to grow. And this year he raised the bar to 20,000. So I'm thinking we're going to have a whole lot more flowers out there to sell this year. Not necessarily baskets, but definitely flowers.
Yeah, when you say plants, plants just don't do justice to the vision of what you produce. So this greenhouse has these gorgeous baskets, and the folks, to be clear, you could volunteer in that or in that area. It's not just for your guests. They don't work there per se, but this greenhouse, have you seen my nose pressed up against that window? I can't wait. And what are the hours that location is open? And it's joined with you. Yeah.
It's always open every day except Sunday from 10 to 2. Mm-hmm. But we actually leave the doors open after 2 o'clock. But I definitely have a dedicated person who really needs to be out in the greenhouse to help people. Mm-hmm. But you can always come after hours, and I certainly will open the door and let you in for that.
The monies produced from those sales go directly to TAFE. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The greenhouse is totally voluntary. Everything is voluntary. I get $5 an hour. Everybody else works for free.
Now, did I hear you say there's kind of a wait list? Do people sign up for these plants? I mean, folks, just picture Victoria when you think about the greenhouse in Port Angeles. Just think of that image. There is a wait list.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I will start calling with the same people who bought them last year. And I go through my list. And then once I get to the 350, I'm done. Because we don't have the plants, the space, we're limited. Although Wayne would like me to maybe do some off base somewhere else, but can't do it.
But the greenhouse is open year round, and you are selling a product. Now, it is also a place that people can work off community service hours. So, I mean, organization just grows.
Yeah. Last year we provided an opportunity for 1,600 hours of community service, which is a lot. In fact, I've got a gentleman outside now doing pressure washing to get all of last year's grime off. And I think he's got 140 hours he has to do. And I'm like, yeah, it's good for me.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah. But there's anything, a lot of community service, whether you're folding clothes or helping make a Saturday night snack bag, scrubbing walls, sweeping the dirt outside. There's always something you can do.
There's a wonderful parallel between what brings income to your organization, the idea of planting something, feeding something, watering, watching it grow and change and morph, and there you are doing that with folks who have had rough bumps in their life. You have YouTube channel presence. You have done a lot of informational pieces on YouTube. And if one wanted to learn more about your organization, I think it's a very good representation. How would we find that YouTube channel? Is it linked on your website or is it by another name?
It must be linked on there. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I did it, but I'm not quite sure how I did it.
It's rustic. It's rustic, but it's genuine. And what I was really touched by, I'm not sure I've seen this focus where it was just really occurring to me that if your housing is challenged, if you live in a car in a forest and you have children, and the tradition of your upbringing might say celebrate Valentine's Day, you make an effort to make this place so welcoming they can bring that holiday feeling to their family in spite of not having a gathering space.
Yes.
I just saw that and...
Yeah. Well, Wayne goes to the First Baptist Church, and they've always supported us. Mm. And so for Thanksgiving, they bring a beautiful dinner. And for Christmas, they provide a space for us to have a huge dinner with Santa. They make the dinner, mm. and it's all for clean and sober parents and children, which is wonderful. And then for Easter, we hide 3,000 Easter eggs for all of our clients and their kids. And then we go to Wayne's church for that. We do a 4th of July parade. We make a float, and we have a presence there. And any of the clients that want to help us make it, they can. I mean, there's times when an addict is functional enough that they can participate. And we just want them to get a hint of normal.
They're a person, you know, first,
and,
that's right.
And give them just a reason, you know, because what we want is them to get to be clean and sober and to get a really good, healthy lifestyle. But we'll love them whether they make it or not. It doesn't matter.
You have some really compelling stories online, and I wish we had more time today to talk more deeply. But the way to get to know Susan and get involved is to reach her. Let's get that phone number mentioned one more time. If you want to inquire about Taffy or the Sprouting Hope Greenhouse, how can we reach you?
Just call Susan at 360-670-4363. And you can call me a couple of times because sometimes I can't answer.
Okay. All right. Wowza. Oh, my gosh, Susan. So, Susan, you know, I am worried that you are quite a spitfire, and you're the only one doing all of this. And I just love how you live your life in your phrasing. What did you just say?
When you create your own fire, you can burn as big as you want to burn.
What a fantastic way to view leadership, entrepreneurship, and just going out and taking a risk.
Yeah. But it's not risky when you have the universe behind you.
Nora, we got to go visit her. This is Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can, and I thank you for taking the time to listen to our program today. It is our hope that in sharing these stories, we've uplifted and encouraged you to find your own path to belonging, explore a new skill set, or simply impact the life of another, changing the arc of their potential. And if you'd like to listen to more stories such as these, you will find them archived on our podcast page on our website at kptz.org.